Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital? Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast.
Hello!
Hi,
welcome to the Port Charles 411. Today we are continuing on our little mob march. I feel like we need a theme song for this.
We do. You made up that Three's Company one a couple weeks ago. Why don't you just get on this?
Sure. We'll have a soundtrack coming out this year.
We will look forward to it.
So we will be talking about the Woo mob family today. We've talked about the Asian Quarter, so I feel like we've talked a good bit about...
We should come up with our own trivia game about our show, and then we could put in tidbits like that crazy stuff. Like, what was the second line of Shannon's...
Three's Company.
Three's Company.
Ava, Sunny Nina song from March 2024.
Yeah. Like, you know how they have, like, the Trivial Pursuit 90s with Trivial Pursuit Shannon and Amanda.
There we go. So the Woo Mob Family is a fictional mob organization on the ABC soap opera General Hospital, currently headed by Selena Woo and formerly by Chang Woo. They were active in 1985, then 2015 to present. So that's been almost 10 years.
Yeah.
Notable members, Chang, Kim, Selena, and Brad Cooper. And they are known for the Asian Quarter. And their address is New York.
Okay. I'm sure to send them a letter.
Just the state of New York.
Okay.
Want to get us started, being that it's talking about your boy?
Yes. 1985, Sean Donnelly steals an Aztec treasure and intends to sell it to a Chinese man named Mr. Chang Wu. Donnelly's plan, however, is foiled by Robert Scorpio. I love when they use that word.
Mm-hmm.
Two stolen jade Buddhas from the treasure are then given to Mr. Wu by the New York police, but he is then forced to give them to their rightful owner, a wise old Chinese man called the Ancient One. The Ancient One explains that the true valuable part of the Buddha is actually the black pearls within their eyes. He plans to sell the pearls to finance the acquisition of the Port Charles cannery for his Asian people who are being oppressed by an unfair labor system. The pearls, however, are gone. Mr. Wu is actually the oppressor and has had the pearls stolen. He did not, however, know how valuable they are. When he hears of their value, he instructs his grandson, Kim Wu, to then get them back. Mr. Wu assumes that Robert and Anna must have taken the pearls. When Robert returns home one day, he finds a young girl named Robin. She says that she lives in New York and that an Asian chauffeur had picked her up at camp and dropped her off at Robert's house. The chauffeur had told her to wait there for her grandmother to pick her up. Robert leaves Robin with Frisco and Felicia and heads to New York in search of Robin's grandmother, Philomena. In New York, Anna arrives home to find her apartment ransacked and Philomena tied up. It turns out that Anna is actually Robin's mother, but she doesn't want anyone to know, not even Robin. Robin only knows her as a friend named Love.
It's so cute. While Robin is with Frisco and Felicia, an Asian man attempts to grab her doll while walking on the waterfront. Mr. Wu is enraged and fears that Frisco might be able to identify his grandson Kim as the thief, so he orders Frisco's execution. He has Frisco drink poison, but then Frisco's friend Josh drinks it instead and dies. Robert then realizes that Robin is Anna's daughter and that he is her father. Sean Donnelly is pardoned by the governor and released. He then goes to help Mr. Wu find the pearls. Robin's doll is stolen by an Asian delivery woman. An Asian man named Tay is killed when he is hit by a car, and Frisco and Robert decide that Frisco will go undercover. Frisco poses as the driver that killed Tay because he is eager to find out who killed his friend Josh. Robin then overhears that Anna and Robert are her parents. The lie upsets her, and she runs away. She finds her doll at General Hospital and then meets the Ancient One in the Asian Quarter. The Ancient One tells her about the black pearls, and she tells him that she knows where they are, in her doll's eyes. The Ancient One gives the pearls to Olin, a kind Asian woman, for safekeeping. The Ancient One gets information from Robin about how to get her home, but when they go to meet Anna and Buzz Stryker, they are kidnapped by Kim. Robert and Anna set up headquarters at the Bamboo Bar to find Robin, not knowing that Robin and the Ancient One are actually being kept in a secret room at the bar. Robin and the Ancient One are finally rescued by Robert and Anna just before Thanksgiving. The Ancient One exchanges the pearls for cash, and the Asian community purchases the cannery. Robert and Sean then join with the Ancient One's grandson, Yank, also Tay's brother, to take down Mr. Wu, who has been operating an illegal drug-selling operation. Yank kills Kim, who has planned to blow up the cannery. Kim's sister, Jade, what if she's coming back?
Oh, that would be good.
Is devastated to find out that her lover, Yank, killed her brother, and she suddenly goes blind. Mr. Wu then confesses his wrongdoing to Jade before being carted off to prison, and being free of shame and guilt, her eyesight is restored.
Wow. There's so many possibilities of who this could be.
I know.
It's crazy.
I wish we had done this first, like a while ago.
Right. So the Wu family returns in 2015 at a mob summit in New York City.
Oh, at a summit?
A summit, yes.
They have lanyards and like agendas and everything?
Yes, exactly.
What kind of swag did they get?
Here are your rubber bracelets and clicky pens. Have a great day.
And little baseball bats.
Let's say the mob summit.
What was the theme for that year?
This little baseball bat, like keychains you can get at the parks. That would be great.
Yes.
Anyway. The meeting was called by Sonny Corinthos. A representative of the Wu family named Ms. Wu was present. On May 4th, 2021, when another meeting with the five families is arranged, Cyrus Renault attends and everyone there, including Selena, refers to him as Mr. Renault. The meeting is about to begin until Carly Corinthos arrives, presumably in Jason's place. Jason had been shot, saying, "Not so fast." She takes a seat at the opposite end of the table, across from where Selena is seated, then gives her permission for the meeting to commence. Oh, I loved Carly in charge. You want to go? You want me to go?
I now have Carly in charge in my head to the tune of Charles in Charge.
It's going to be such a good album when you put it out. All right, I'll read this next paragraph while you finish getting that out of your head, and then you can take over. On August 17th, 2021, Jason arrives at a Five Families meeting. Carly has to pick up Jocelyn at Windermere so she can't attend the meeting. Selena was unhappy with Carly's absence and calls this unacceptable. Selena also tells Jason she considers Carly a liability and thinks that she should be eliminated. Jason views this as a threat and lets her know that he will not allow that. He and Carly are getting married and they are going to co-run the organization. Just as Carly arrives at the meeting, it's already ended as everyone except Jason was out of their seats and exiting the room where the meeting was being held, with Vincent telling Carly he'll be looking for his invitation to the wedding in the mail.
On September 17th, Ms. Wu warns Jason after the wedding that Vincent Novak and Charles Buscema are planning something. Jason says he's aware and arranges for Novak and Buscema to be killed by the bomb they planted under Jason and Carly's limo.
That was so good.
Oh, yeah. November 8th, Sonny meets with Ms. Wu. He offers to give her half of Joey Novak's things as a thank you for saving Jason and Carly. She asks him for help with her nephew, Brad Cooper, who has parole soon. Sonny reluctantly agrees to not interfere if Brad gets parole and says he will not retaliate against Brad as long as Brad stays away from Michael and Wiley. Ms. Wu agrees to the terms and says they are now even. On December 14th, Brad is paroled after his hearing, despite Michael speaking against him. Ms. Wu now referred to as Selena, because previously she had been mentioned, her name was Nina.
Mm-hmm.
But when she became a more prominent character, they changed it to Selena. Takes Brad to breakfast at the Metro Court with Brad. Brad gets breakfast with Brad. Selena got Brad a job and has him living with her. He says he never even met her. Selena says she was respecting his adoptive parents' wishes, but she has been keeping tabs on him. Michael is mad to see Brad at Carly's restaurant. He threatens Brad and Selena, who threatens Michael back.
Mm.
So it ends there, but we know that over the past few years, Selena has started the gambling.
Yep.
In the back of the Savoy.
Yep.
And that is part of the mob. Like, that's part of the...
Right. It was shut down for a while, but she's trying to get it back.
Yeah. And she's expanded. And we just found out that one of her bodyguards is a mole.
Yeah.
Or leak, whatever. Yep. So we do have relationships by family. Chang Wu is deceased. He was the original head of the organization. Kim Wu is deceased. That's Brad's dad.
Mm-hmm.
Grandson of Chang Wu, brother of Jade and Selena. Jade Song, granddaughter of Chang Wu and sister of Kim and Selena. Yank Si Chung, husband of Jade. Selena Wu, current head of the triad for the Wu family and member of the Five Families, sister of Kim and Jade. Brad Cooper, son of Kim, given up for adoption. And Wiley Cooper Jones, deceased. Okay. Late adoptive son. So, yes.
Right, it was Jonah.
Well, no. Wiley that we know now is Jonah.
Yeah.
They named their baby Wiley, and he passed away from SIDS.
Yes. Employees, Mr. Lee, former bodyguard. Carver was the interrogator. And Mr. Deem, deceased.
And that was George Takei. Enemies were the Ancient One, Yank Sechung, Anna Devane, Sean Donnelly, deceased, Felicia Scorpio, Frisco Jones, Olin, and Robert Scorpio.
I love Miss Wu. I really hope that they give her more and more and more to do.
Yes.
I want more screen time with Miss Wu. She's great.
Okay, so they talked about this with the 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So then we'll just hop over real quick over to Selena's to get the fill in from, because it seems like they just left off in December of 2021.
Right.
On April 4th, 2022, Selena revealed to Brett Westbourne that she knew her father, Cesar Faison, and that he and Brett had committed a crime in 2016 while in Lisbon. Selena blackmailed Brett into letting her manipulate Brad into working for her. Selena wanted Brad to manage the poker games at the Savoy instead of his preferred job, being an orderly at the hospital. Curtis had turned down Selena's offer, and she sent him a money tree.
I want a money tree.
I know.
On April 5th, with deception going public, Selena buys stock to become a major investor.
They don't really discuss the fact that, I mean, that's definitely...
Well, she said she wanted to be silent, so...
Yeah, but... That was it.
She surprises everyone by showing up at the Savoy celebration, where she continues to attempt to persuade Curtis Ashford to allow poker games for her select friends, like Judge Abbott, to help keep the peace around town.
So why didn't she help when all the stuff was going down with deception? Okay.
Eventually, Curtis agrees to allow the poker games in his club when Selena gets him Marshall's sealed arrest records. Selena works out an arrangement with Sonny to have poker games in town. Jordan also comes into the Savoy to investigate the poker games.
And then he talks about like Link and Cody, but she did hire Cody to be a poker player, to kind of like be a ringer and help her get a lot more money. She offers him a job as a fixer. That's the name during the game. And he takes her up on it. And then she wound up doing the same thing with Gladys.
Yep.
And, but then Gladys had been using Sasha's money to play Selena's poker games. And she wound up having to sell Brando's garage to pay off her debt to Selena. So yeah, I guess that's just what's going on with the poker games, which is also part of her mob. So her mob.
Her mob.
Yes.
I like it.
All right. So who knows when this one's going to be released, and we don't know what's going to have happened. We might know.
We might know
who this person is.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Okay.
I will be so excited to like have concrete evidence. This is who's doing it.
Yes. But join us on Monday as we recap this week's shows.
Have a good weekend.
And we'll meet you at the pier.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review.
And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at pier54podcast@gmail.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.